Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun comes out, it brings out the best in us. Just like it brings out the best in Lipton Ice Tea. Lipton, bring out the sunshine.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hola, ahora estás escuchando Yo Nací para Amarte conmigo, Tiana Speak. Este es un producto de WBNN en el área ahora de Lagos, Nigeria. Marque 516-453-9133 para hablar conmigo o con mi invitado, presentado por Ngozi Transmotamilla. You are now listening to Yo Nací para Amarte con mi Tiana Speak. This is a product of WBNN, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 to talk to me or my special guest. Brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. Hola, mundo. Hoy hablaremos sobre la educación de los latinos en los Estados Unidos. Primero, déjame contarte un poco sobre mí. Mi nombre es Tiana Speaks. Yo soy el director de operaciones de Santo Music, sello discográfico, el presidente de Divinaro Productions. También tengo un otro programa en este maravilloso cadena llamado El Poder de los Pensamientos. First, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Tiana Speaks. I am the COO of Santo Music Record Label, the president of DiBernardo Productions. I'm also a host of another show on this wonderful network called The Power of Thought. Ahora, permítame presentarles a mi invitada especial, Shirley Izari. Shirley, ¿estás aquí en el edificio? Right now, let me present to you my special guest, Shirley Izari. Shirley, are you in the building?
I'm in the building, Tiana, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Gracias para todos. Por favor, dile al mundo quién eres y gracias por venir hoy. Please tell the world who you are. Thank you for coming today.
Gracias a ustedes por invitarme. Me llamo Shirley Izari. Yo soy madre, activista y ahora bloguera, junto con el Sindicato Nacional de Padres, que es un grupo nacional que apoyamos a los padres que elijan los derechos y servicios, recursos necesarios para sus estudiantes. My name is Shirley Rosari. I'm a mother, an activist, and a blogger. I'm with the National Parents Group, which is the National Parents Union, forgive me, which is a syndicate of parents and organizations throughout the country where we support parents in getting the services and resources that their students deserve for their education.
Qué bueno, qué bueno. Gracias para eso. Yo tengo preguntas para ti. I have questions for her regarding the education of the Latin Americans. ¿Qué importancia tiene la educación en la comunidad latina? How important is education in the Latin community?
Bueno, la educación para la comunidad latina es importante para que nuestra comunidad pueda echarla adelante. Hay muchos padres que han venido hasta este país buscando eso mismo, mejores oportunidades para sus estudiantes y mejores oportunidades para su familia en general, para que puedan aceptar lo que se llama el sueño americano. Entonces, aquí estamos para apoyar a los padres en ese derecho. So, education is very important for Latinx families, because as you may know, a lot of families have migrated to this country in search of better opportunities and resources for their students. And in this country, it's the right for education. And so a lot of families have made that sacrifice for themselves, for their students, and for the community in general, so that they can move forward and progress.
Qué bueno. Tú eres una buena persona. And I said she's a wonderful person. So, un otro pregunta. ¿Cuáles mm-hmm. son los retos a las que se enfrentan los estudiantes en la comunidad latina? Mm-hmm. What are the challenges that students face in the Latin community?
La primera barrera, yo pienso que es el lenguaje. También como muchas familias aquí son indocumentadas, hay muchos recursos que las familias no saben que sus estudiantes tienen derecho a tener. But one of the biggest barriers I feel for families and the families that I work with, the first one is language. It's always a language barrier. Also, with a lot of that Latino families that are undocumented, because of, you know, fear of persecution or anything, they don't realize that their students actually have rights. And there are certain services that students are entitled to. And it's just my job to be able to connect families with those services.
Bueno, yo quiero saber qué pueden hacer los padres para ayudar a sus hijos a tener éxito. So what are some things that parents can do to help their kids succeed?
Yo siento que primero tener una relación que es importante tener la relación con los maestros y los administradores de las escuelas para que los padres entiendan qué es lo que es necesario para sus estudiantes. I feel that one of the biggest ways that families could service their students better is by one, being very involved in their student school, making sure that they have relationships with the teachers and administrators and the staff at the school so that everyone is on one page as to what is expected and what their students are going to be learning throughout the year. And also to make sure that the students are receiving a well-rounded support system and in the school system.
¿Qué pueden hacer los profesores para que la educación en los Estados Unidos sea más fácil para los estudiantes latinos? What can teachers do to make education in America easier for Latino students?
Los maestros y los administradores deberían también tener esas relaciones con los padres y conocer cuáles son las necesidades de los estudiantes y más allá a la familia. So, es una cosa que los estudiantes están recibiendo la educación, pero muchas veces vemos que las familias también necesitan servicios, necesitan recursos. Entonces, por esas maneras, algunos estudiantes no se pueden, algunas veces no soportan bien o no están aprendiendo como se deben, porque quizás en sus casas hay problemas o hay cosas que faltan. Hay mucha gente que le falta dinero, falta trabajo, hay muchas cosas que faltan en la comunidad que afecta el aprendizaje de los estudiantes. Para mí es importante que las familias, los maestros y los administradores, todos tienen ese entender de lo que está pasando en la familia con ese estudiante para así poder apoyarlo en lo que ellos necesitan. So for me, that the most important thing, and it's just piggybacking from what I said earlier about parents and a relationship with teachers and administrators, is that teachers and administrators should also seek to have to build those relationships with families, especially Latino families, because there's a lot of issues surrounding a student. For instance, you know, a lack of employment or a lack of food or just, you know, there's other things going on in families' lives that could be affecting that student's behavior, could be affecting that student's learning. And so we're seeing that in order for the student to thrive, it takes the whole system, the whole network, the village, right, as they say, to be able to know what specific needs of the students are, and more so also include the specific needs of the family. So schools should be community-centered and welcoming to parents and their families so that the student can feel supported.
Oh, bueno. Ahora tengo música por international DJ legend, DJ Olasky. Track next by international DJ legend, DJ Olasky.
Que a veces se hace levante al rayar.
Hola gente, sí, acabaya de sintonizarnos. Está escuchando Yo Nací para Marte. Marque 516-453-9133 para hablar conmigo o mí o con mi invitado. Ahora es un producto de WBNN en ARE, ahora de Lagos, Nigeria. Presentado por Ngozi Times Multimedia. Ahora nosotros tenemos llamado uno. Caller number one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito, Chana. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I just wanted to call in and say hello to you and to your beautiful guests.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Hi. You know, I grew up in Long Island City, New York, and we had my best girlfriend was Cuban. Her whole family lived on my road. We had a mix of everybody, and it was just awesome. My sister-in-law is Puerto Rican, so I have a lot of Spanish friends, and they are such beautiful people. All my Spanish friends are hardworking. They love family. They love friends, and, you know, I've never had a negative or bad, incident with any of my Spanish friends. Their family unit is awesome, and I just hope what you're doing, you just continue to do it because it's so needed. It's so needed.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerry. And when is your next show? Tell everybody who you are, first of all, and when is your next show?
I'm Jerry Petito. You know what? I'm not in my house right now. I don't have my schedule with me. Brother, I can probably tell you when my next show is. I said it last night. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm always here. I'm always here, you know, and I'm so happy to have our wonderful special guest tonight. You know, talking about education is very, very important. Definitely in the Latin community, but all over the world. And tonight, you know, we want to make sure we represent our Latinx community, you know, the right way. And Tiana's doing that. And thank you so much, Mrs. Ari, for coming on tonight. And, of course, next Wednesday, the one and only Hall of Famer, Jerry Petito, will be on. And I'm sorry, next Tuesday, the 22nd. And it's wonderful. There you go. 22nd.
Thank you.
Gracias para llamar. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you very much, and I love you, and you are a very good friend, and I appreciate your support so much. Do you have any questions for my guest?
No, I'm just so happy to hear what you guys are doing, honestly. So just keep up this incredible good work.
Okay.
Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias para todo. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything, Jerry.
Would you like me to translate what you said? I can try. Yeah. Like you got it? Okay.
You know what? We're going to switch it up a little bit. You know, we're going to switch it up. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you what difficulties have you had as a parent in, you know, being, you know, versus, you know, other cultures?
La pregunta es qué dificultades he tenido yo como madre en la búsqueda de la educación para mis padres, para mis hijos, disculpa. Las dificultades que yo he tenido es que el sistema escolar en mi ciudad por mucho tiempo
no tenía recursos que los estudiantes necesitaban. El currículum era muy viejo y yo sentía que mis hijos no estaban aprendiendo a nivel de poder estar en competencia con cuando vayan al colegio o cuando ellos busquen su propia carrera, a nivel de otros estudiantes en otros distritos que quizás tengan, son en ciudades o en pueblos que tengan más dinero. En las escuelas proveen más programas, que el currículum es más al día, entonces, y que apoyan a los estudiantes a que busquen su carrera o si quieren elegir una educación en universidad. Entonces, esa fue la dificultad que yo tuve cuando yo criándome en este área, en esta comunidad. Entonces, yo quería más para mis estudiantes. Entonces, ahí fue que yo empecé a hablar con otras familias, a ver qué podíamos hacer para así apoyar a nuestros estudiantes y darle toda oportunidad educacional para que ellos puedan realizar sus sueños. The difficulties that I had as a parent and as a student, you know, I am a product of the school system that my students grew up in. So we were for a very long time under resources, underfunded, you know, school system corrupt. And I knew that I wanted more for my parents, for my students, I mean, and, you know, for the students in the community as well. I didn't want to just do better for my kids and forget about everyone else. So we started, you know, that's when my organizing started reaching out to other families, became involved in the community, and we started organizing for change in our city. We were able to you know, have effect that, you know, we've done a lot of progress. There's still a lot more to go, but we've been able to affect that. And so my role while I started wanting to change schools for my students, I also wanted to make sure that I was doing the work for other students in the community so that we could all thrive. And that's always been the way that I operate. It's not only about me, it's not only about my family, but it's about the community as a whole.
Very, 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 very good. Ahora nosotros tenemos más música de International DJ Legend DJ Olasky. Track next by International DJ Legend DJ Olasky.
Voy a contar un cuento, chisme, déjalo adentro, no te aguanto ni una más. Yo me llamo Sansón Batalla, que yo me llamo Sansón Batalla. Si no te gusta, lo siento. Formar la rumba, tanto aquí como en la playa. Como rumbero me zumba, me llamo Sansón Batalla. Escucha mi tumba o de guaguancó.
Sansón, 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 Sansón,
acaba de sintonizarnos, está escuchando Yo Nací para Marte. Marte 516-453-9113 para hablar conmigo o con mi invitado. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Yo Nací para Marte. Dial 516-453-9133 to talk to me or my guest. So, Shirley, tú eres aquí, ¿sí?
Yes. Yes, okay. I'm still here.
Shirley, ¿qué cosas deben buscar los padres en los responsables políticos, los dirigentes escolares y los líderes comunitarios? What things, I would say, should parents look for from policymakers, school leaders, and community leaders?
Sí, gracias por esa pregunta. En eso sí estamos abogando mucho en el Sindicato Nacional de Padres. Los padres deben de exigir que sus líderes comunitarios, administradores de escuelas y sus líderes políticos, cuáles son las leyes y las policías que ellos están agregando ahora para mejorar la situación para familias y para sus estudiantes. El mayor problema que tenemos ahora es que desde la pandemia, nuestros estudiantes nacional, no solo los latinos, están atrasados a más de 2 años atrás. Entonces, si piensas en si los estudiantes que ya no tienen ese problema con el lenguaje, ellos están atrasados 2 años, ¿te imaginas los estudiantes que no entienden el lenguaje? ¿Qué de atrasados están ellos también? Yo le exijo a los padres también que se informen mucho de los derechos que ustedes tienen como padres y los derechos que tienen sus estudiantes en la educación, porque en este país la educación no es un privilegio, es un derecho. Y hay leyes que protegen a los estudiantes y protegen a los padres. So, yo le exijo que se pongan al día en cuáles son las leyes, cuáles son las policías y también cuáles son sus derechos. Y que no dejen que otros grupos que pretenden de hablar por padres, que hablen y digan su historia, que ustedes sean lo que son adelante y se apoyan y hablan y exigen esos recursos. Exigen esos programas que le van a ayudar a sus estudiantes. Si son servicios de lenguaje, si son servicios para estudiantes de incapacidad, hay derechos y hay grupos también que le pueden ayudar a proteger los estudiantes y así ustedes y sus familias pueden echar adelante. Así cuando sus estudiantes tengan su carrera y el aprendizaje que le pertenece. So I believe that we should, you know, the National Parents Union, we are working really hard to affect change on a policy level. So I encourage parents to know what your rights are for your students and know what your rights are as a parent. The biggest issue that we're having right now across the country is literacy rates. Our students are behind. 2 or 3 years behind. And this is all, you know, affecting after the pandemic. So if you can imagine, if students who don't have a language barrier or who don't necessarily have a special need, if they're 2 or 3 years behind, you can imagine what our students who do have those extra needs, how far they are becoming. So I just, you know, exhort parents to be active, to know what your leaders are supporting when it comes to policy and legislature, and to become involved in your students' life, and to not let other groups who pretend to speak for parents who don't have your students' best interests at heart, don't let them speak for you. You speak for them, and you make sure you are the expert in your students' life,
and make sure that you are receiving those rights. They are, there are groups like the National Parents Union across the country, and other organizations that we partner with across the country who will help you in fighting for those rights that your students are entitled to. Because the education in this country, it's not a privilege, it is a right. And that's for everyone that is in this country. So I just, you know, exhort you to fight for that. And if you feel like you need help and a voice, there are groups across the country that will help. And, you know, I can lend my information so that you can reach out to me and I can connect you with, you know, organizations in your area that can help you.
Qué bueno. Pero ahora nosotros tenemos llamado número dos. Right now we have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, ¿quién eres? Who are you? And where are you calling from?
Hello, Miss Tiana Speaks. It's Ava Holly, and I'm calling from right outside Atlantic City, your area. Ha ha. Hello, how are you, and how are you, guest? Is it Shirley?
Yes, it's Shirley. Thank you.
Oh, it's fun to have you on the show. So I have a question for you. I hear you talking about this international organization for resources. So are you local out of Jersey, or are you talking about anywhere in the country that people can find these resources?
Yeah, the National Parents Union is the national organization. We have affiliates and partners throughout the country who are doing this work in their own region. And we have, you know, connections with parents that are doing the work as well in their region. I am the national organizing director of the West Coast. So I cover the West, the Midwest and the Far West. There is another representative for the East Coast. And so we just collaborate together to make sure that, you know, our network is up to date so that if a parent comes, calls from anywhere within the country, we will look at our network and see if there's an organization in their area that can help them.
That's awesome. And what a great show tonight, Tiana. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a great job. And Shirley, welcome to the WBNN platform.
Thank you.
She's so wonderful, isn't she?
And yes,
winner. Yeah. She's doing a great job. Pero ahora tenemos música de Internacional, DJ Legend, DJ Oladsky, and it's on.
Fuerza bruta y corazón se le puso el canto. Con lágrimas de alegría las voces resplandecían repitiendo mi lamento. Hoy contento yo me siento y también lleno de orgullo al saber que mi Borinquen tiene Montuno. We'll be right back.
Está escuchando Yo Nací para el Martes. Marque 5-1-4-5-3-9-1-3-3 para hablar conmigo o con mi invitado. Shirley?
I'm here.
¿Tú eres? Okay. Tú estás hablando de mucho, problemas con los estudiantes. We were speaking of, you know, a lot of problems with the students. Cuando los niños tienen problemas con la idioma de los Estados Unidos, inglés, ¿qué es lo mejor que se puede hacer? When kids have problems with the English language in the United States, what is the best thing for to be done for them to help them?
Bueno, lo primero que los padres deberían hacer es buscar y exigir que las escuelas le proveen servicios en inglés y en español, que exigen un programa bilingüe y así los estudiantes se pueden adaptar al idioma. Best thing that parents can do to make sure that their students are learning the language is to make sure that the students are receiving their materials and their learning should be in English and in Spanish. That way they can become acclimated and they can learn the language while returning their own language. I also, otra cosa que yo creo es que los estudiantes que no hablan español deberían aprender el español también, y así los estudiantes se entenderán mejor. I do believe that there should be dual languages and other languages available too, but students that don't speak Spanish should be able to learn that as well, not as an elective, just part of the regular curriculum, so that there's a better understanding between the students and they can learn together.
Ahora, yo quiero saber los pensamientos de tuyo cuando los estudiantes tienen problemas en la escuela con la maestra. I want to know what things, can you tell me what things are better to do when the students have problems with their teacher? For instance, like, you know, maybe it's not getting along with the teacher, doesn't care, or the teacher is, you know, being discriminated, they're facing discrimination. What can you tell me the best thing to do?
Sí, lo mejor que padres pueden hacer es primeramente hablar con el maestro o la maestra por cual la estudiante está teniendo los problemas para entender más de lo que está pasando. Entonces, si ven que en sí ese maestro o maestra en sí no quiere ayudar, aunque yo no encuentro que eso pasa mucho. Los problemas que pasan no siempre son de los maestros. Yo apoyo mucho a los maestros. Los maestros son como los padres. Cuando ellos tienen los estudiantes en su clase por 8 horas al día, son como compadres. So, lo mejor que pueden hacer es tener esa relación con los maestros, sí, así de ver que los padres y los maestros entienden en cuáles son las necesidades de su estudiante. Entonces, si ven que no, de ahí los maestros no apoyan al estudiante, entonces sí es que entonces tienes que ir a la oficina, tener una reunión con el principal o los administradores y asegurarse que su estudiante está recibiendo la educación, los recursos y el programa y que no se sientan como que le están discriminando. So I feel that when students feel that way about their teacher, the first thing that parents should do is address it with the teacher. Try to get an understanding for what's happening in the classroom. The approach should always be that we should work on this together, right? So have that relationship with the teachers. I love teachers. I support teachers in every way. I look at teachers as co-parents. They have our students for 8 hours of the day, and so sometimes they may get to see a different side of our students that we don't even know about. But if you come with the approach that you want to work on this together, and you can come to an agreement, then that's kudos. That's the best thing for the students. Now, if you do find that after you've addressed it with the teacher, there hasn't been any change, there hasn't been any progress, then you take that, you go to the office, you take that to the principal, you take that to the administrator, and you keep pushing forward. You don't give up until your student receives the services that they're entitled to.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ahora,
Tiana, if you'll allow me, or do we have time? There's another issue that I would like to bring up that our students are facing.
Sure, give me one second, because ahora nosotros tenemos llamador número tres ahora. We have caller number three, and then I'll let you go in effort after that.
Buenas tardes, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you?
Beautiful, wonderful person, and happy belated birthday to you.
Gracias.
Birthday,
gracias.
Right?
Okay. Yo practicé mi español con tú y tu guest. So, este topic es muy importante porque yo quiero practicar español porque mi papá, my dad was from, soy de Sudamérica y mi mamá es Caribe. But I also think that it's important that children learn two languages growing up, and I think that they should implement it in school. So I'm trying to practice how to say that in Spanish, but so I'm just going to leave it in English right now. And I think, like, not just to have, like, the education all around, but also understand the different policies and making sure that, the parents know, like, what is available in school, but then also if certain things aren't being taught in school, then it's also up to us as parents to teach that to our child. And one of the things that I regret is not keeping up with my Spanish, because I took 3 years of it in high school, but then the fact that my dad was, bilingual, my dad spoke four languages, and I wish I would have, kept it up, even though my mom only spoke English, because it's so important on the home front as well as, in the professional setting. So I just love this beautiful topic that y'all are talking about tonight. And I love that you're doing it in Spanish and English, because as I'm listening, I could understand what y'all are saying about some of the teachers. But then it takes me a while to kind of switch and, like, okay, she said that in Spanish, let me translate it into English in my head. So I'm, like, getting every other word, but it's so important to not just, study it by hearing it, but study it by speaking it. And even if you don't speak it, like, correctly, at least you're attempting to do that. And that's going to go a long ways, especially if you, travel outside of the country to other places. People will see, hey, she's actually interested in learning about our culture and how we do things, as well as conversating.
Right.
You're absolutely right. I wanted to stay on, but I want to know, when is your next show before you? I want you to stay on because I want to share something, and then I want to hear what Shirley has to say next as well. But when is your next show? And thank you for always being so supportive. And just, you're just a beautiful, beautiful spirit, Dennis. It's like, you're just, I've never met you, and I hope one day I do, but you are just truly amazing. Like, I feel your energy every time you call in. Even if I don't get to talk to you or I hear you on other people's show, you are absolutely amazing. Don't let anybody change. Don't let anything in life, like, knock you down, because you are strong. You are wonderful. I feel your energy so strong. Don't let that change. Please.
Thank you so much. My next show, I believe it's either August 21st or August 28th at the same time, so 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central. But when I'm not on here as a host, I do have my podcast where people could kind of find me there or just go to genesisamarskemp.net to learn more info. But I just love your show. How do you say it? Te amo. Me how to say show.
Oh, my goodness. She's on August 28th, y'all, Monday. Yo nasi para amate.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I love the Genesis.
Ay, los míos. Gracias.
Mostrar. You can say mostrar. But you can also ask Shirley, because, you know, Shirley's bilingual as well. What would you say for show? Mostrar?
Show. Mostrar is more like a verb. So when you talk about show, I would listen. That's when the Spanglish kicks in. And, and I remember watching Telemundo, and Sábado Gigante was a show. And I would, even he would just call it as a show.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Genesis. I love you, and I hope you have a great night. Pero ahora yo tengo, nosotros tenemos música de DJ Legend, DJ Oladsky.
Something.
acaba de sintonizar. Está escuchando Yo Nací para Marte. Marque 516-453-9133 para hablar conmigo o mi invitado. Right now, you are listening to Yo Nací para Marte. Dial 516-453-9133 to talk to me or my guest, my wonderful guest, Shirley. She's doing an amazing job. Ella está muy buena. Shirley, yo sé tú tienes una cosa que tú quieres decir, pero primero tengo una pregunta primero. I told her I have a question for her before she states the thing that she wanted to state before the break. Estamos hablando de estudiantes que tienen problemas con los maestros. Pero yo quiero saber qué pasa si los estudiantes tienen miedo a hablar con sus padres. I asked her, we were talking about students that have problems with their teachers. For instance, if they're facing discrimination or there's a problem in general. Not that the student is the problem, but the teacher is the problem. And she stated, what you should do if that problem arises. So I asked her what happens when the student has fear and does not want to, has fear of going to their parents and telling them what's going on.
Yo que le apoyo a los estudiantes que si tienen temor a hablar con sus padres sobre un asunto que tienen en la escuela, que encuentren algún adulto en la escuela, si su favorito maestro, un consejero o consejera, o algún adulto en cual el estudiante puede confiar y así poder buscar la ayuda que necesita en cualquier asunto que tienen. So I encourage students to reach out to another adult in the school system that they go to, whether that be their favorite teacher or a counselor or, any other staff member that they feel that they could trust and confide in to address any issue that they have in their schools.
Okay. Y la cosa que tú quieres decir, yes, and the thing that she wanted to say, I wanted to know what it was.
Yo quería compartir con los padres que tenga compasión con sus estudiantes. Vemos que los estudiantes están sufriendo mucho con su salud mental y que no hay suficientes programas en las escuelas que los pueden ayudar en ese asunto. Entonces nosotros estamos apoyando muchos programas que le pueden apoyar a los estudiantes con su salud mental, y así ellos pueden echarla adelante. So what I wanted to bring up is, with parents, is that they have compassion with their students, because right now what we're seeing across the country is that a lot of students are suffering with their mental health. They're developing anxiety and depression. This has all been compounded after the pandemic. And there just aren't sufficient programs within the schools to address it. So I feel that parents should push for those programs around social emotional learning, about addressing the students' mental health needs, because that way, the students can continue to progress and grow and have a successful educational career.
Well, let me ask you, what difficulties do students face who are homeschooled and they are children? What things can arise for them and problems with their parents or just, if they're going to school online or but they're at home, what things could happen for them? And what is the best thing for them to look out for, parents and just family to help them?
La pregunta es sobre los estudiantes que están aprendiendo en su casa y cuáles son las dificultades. En los padres que yo he trabajado, que están enseñando a sus niños en su propia casa,
tener actividades sociales, ¿verdad? Si algunas veces no pasan el tiempo con otros estudiantes de su misma edad. Entonces, lo que veo es que los padres buscan otras maneras de poder que sus estudiantes tengan esas actividades sociales. En eso, y los padres también, en lo que yo veo, no tienen suficientes recursos, no tienen los materiales, y algunas veces hasta necesitan computadoras o internet. Les apoyo que busquen esos recursos en sus comunidades, que sí hay grupos de organizaciones que le pueden ayudar en buscar esos recursos y esos programas para sus estudiantes puedan echar adelante. So in my work with homeschooling parents, and I applaud them for sure, because teaching is not an easy job. And so what the biggest difficulties that parents who homeschool are facing is the social aspect. Is that having their students be amongst their peers and being able to socialize and be a part of the greater community. So I always encourage families to look for those organizations in their communities, in their regions, in their areas that can assist with that. There are homeschooling cohorts. They're very few, but they're mm-hmm. growing because a lot of parents after the pandemic did decide to continue to teach at home. And so we work with a national network of parents and including homeschoolers who we just support in those areas and encourage them to seek outside sources for those social activities.
Okay. So, ¿qué tipo de discriminación sufren los estudiantes latinos en las escuelas? What type of discrimination do Latin students face in school?
Muchas veces no hay programas donde los estudiantes que no entienden, que no saben el idioma de inglés, que ni saben que esos programas existen. También hay discriminaciones contra los otros estudiantes que no entienden, quizás no entienden el idioma tampoco. Entonces, eso afecta mucho a los estudiantes y crea más ansiedad. Y también hace que se regresen más y pierden mucho aprendizaje. So I from what I've seen, Latin discrimination that they face is and sometimes not having access to specific programs or even being overlooked for advanced courses in their schools because they don't have a full grasp of the English language. There's also discrimination amongst the students who don't understand. Like the English-speaking students who don't understand quite what the Spanish-speaking students are doing, are going through. So there is a lot of that. And speaking to the caller earlier that talked about how all students should learn more than one language, that would certainly go a long way to preventing that type of discrimination among students.
Gracias para todos. Pero ahora nosotros tenemos música. The international DJ legend, DJ Olatsky. Track next for international DJ legend Olatsky.
And we're going to go with an old school track right now, and we're going to have a little fun. And again, the second night in a row, Miss Tiana speaks. Mr. Nat King Cole.
Adelita se fuera con otro, la seguiría por tierra y por mar. Si por mar en un buque de guerra, si por tierra en un tren militar. Y si acaso yo muero en la guerra, y si mi cuerpo en la sierra va a quedar. Adelita, por Dios te lo ruego, que por mí no vayas a llorar. Si Adelita quisiera ser mi esposa, si Adelita ya fuera mi mujer, le compraría un vestidito de seda, para llevarla en un coche al cuartel. Yo muero en la guerra, y si mi cuerpo en la tierra va a quedar, Adelita, por Dios te lo ruego, que con tus ojos me vayas a llorar. Si Adelita quisiera ser mi esposa, si Adelita fuera mi mujer, le compraría un vestido de seda para llevarle en un coche a cuartel. Si Adelita se fuera con otro, la seguiría por tierra y por mar. Si por mar en un buque de guerra, si por tierra en un tren militar.
Hola, gente. Si acaba de sintonizarnos, está escuchando Yo Nací para Marte. Marque 5. 1-6-4-5-3-9-1-3-3 para hablar conmigo o con mi invitada. Ahora nosotros tenemos llamada número 4. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Yo Nací para Marte, dial 516-453-9133 to talk to me or my special guest. And right now we have caller 4 in queue.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where mommy at Poppy Store gave you the wrong pack of backwoods because she ain't on no English. What's good?
Hey, Cliff. How are you?
Yo, what's good? What's going on out here? You know what I'm saying? Everybody is having a good time, including myself. You know what I mean? You know me, I'm hang gliding. In whatever language you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. I got a quick question here.
Yeah.
Now, the question that I you know, the inquiry that I have is this. You know what I mean? How does people feel about this? You know what I mean? I know I have Spanish friends, you know what I'm saying, who come from Spanish backgrounds. You know, they eat full-blood Spanish. You know, dad Spanish, mom Spanish, grandma Spanish, grandpa Spanish, whole family Spanish, Uncle Louis Spanish, Uncle Alejandro Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Type of Spanish people, right? Where, you know what I mean? They get it in, right? So, but what I'm saying is there's people my age, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the 40 section of the age bracket, that these are Spanish people who do not know Spanish. They are full-blood Spanish people who do not know Spanish. Now, I want to know, is there a certain kind of entitlement for people who are full-blood Spanish who do not know any Spanish at all? This is a question I have. Would anyone on this line be able to help me out with that question?
I'm sorry, you broke up at the end. Say that again.
Would anyone on here be able to help me out with that question, that inquiry right there? You know what I'm saying? You know, Clev wanted to be curious about this.
Shirley?
So the question is regarding people who don't necessarily...
Yes, who come from Spanish background.
Yeah.
Yes, full-blooded Spanish. Yeah. And, you know, you go somewhere to the cookout or have a goat meeting and... You know, you got a lot of the older guys who speak the Spanish who don't speak English. They run the meetings. You know what I'm saying? So you bring a guy, you bring a full blood Spanish guy to the meeting, to the round table meeting, and it's his turn to talk. He doesn't know Spanish. How does they feel about that?
Listen, yeah. So I'm guilty of raising two kids who don't know the language, who are studying the language now. And the reason for that, right? I feel very guilty about that. Because my students were learning English, I kind of like just let them stay learning English because I wanted them to stay ahead of the curve. And then just a lot of people are just Americanized. You know, we come to this country and we're, you know, they're told not to use our language. Like I, I'm sometimes in groups, and if I speak Spanish, then other people might get upset and think that I'm talking about them. So when we're not using our language, we're not practicing as much, we lose it. And that's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate for the next generation that we're calling them the no sabo kids, right? You talk to them in Spanish, they'll be like, no sabo. But they recognize that themselves. My students, my kids themselves are learning now, especially the one in university, that Spanish is her minor. So she's picking it up now. And just stay immersed in it. You know, even try it, even if you think that it sounds broken up. Go ahead and say it. Just immerse yourself fully in the language and make sure that you know, that's how you keep it alive. But I will say that a no sabo kid is still Latine. My kids are still very Puerto Rican, even though they don't speak the language, and they are proud of their heritage, and no one should be able to tell them that they're any less Latine because they don't speak the language.
Righteously. Yeah, because I really wanted to know about that because, you know, it's a different perspective when you're it's not children. When it's, you know, from an adolescent's perspective, it's one thing. But when you're grown and you know, you got kind of guys like, you know, kind of people of interest, you know, who run organizations and things like that, you know what I mean? You know, a certain kind of different line of respect and trust factors come into play when, you know, I've even heard this, you know what I mean, where it's kind of hard to trust a guy, full-blood Spanish guy who doesn't speak Spanish, you know what I mean, in an organized, fashion of dealing with things out here, you know what I'll say, you know what I mean, in a different kind of world, corporately or uncorporately, if you know what I mean. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, so, I'm sorry, yeah. That's unfortunate that they're looked at like that because, like I said, it doesn't make them any less Latine, and it doesn't make them untrustworthy. But I see where you're coming from. And
yeah, because, you know, I got guys. Because I got the guys, you know, you got the guys and then some of the bosses and stuff like that, they don't know any English. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you go sit in front of the bosses and things like that, you know what I mean? They want to hear your piece. You know, they want to hear it in that language. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Where if they feel like, well, are you one of us or are you somebody else? You know what I mean? That kind of thing like that. So, you know, I guess, you know what I mean? You know, these are different, hearing a different differentiation in opinions, you know what I'm saying? In regards to that is kind of what balances the understanding of that. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I'm just hang on through. I will be out here next month on the 6th. You know what I mean? You know, Clef One, I don't know what language I'm going to be speaking, but definitely it will be some profanity words getting talked. I'm Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmom got a shot glass from every country in South America, but don't know a word of Spanish. Check your satellite.
Tú ves a mí un poco en traduce, traduce solo un poco.
La pregunta que él tuvo. Sí, él estaba hablando sobre la discusión que tenemos cuando son gente que se crearon con sus familias latinas y que ellos mismos no saben inglés. Y es una controversia entre nuestra comunidad, que ellos mismos se llaman los no sabo. Porque no saben el idioma. Y nosotros somos los que somos culpables en eso, porque por no exigir que nuestros niños y nuestros estudiantes sigan el aprendizaje de su lenguaje. Y por eso que sí, estamos perdiendo mucho de nuestra lengua. Pero que estamos trabajando también, sí, en eso, para que sí sigan aprendiendo su lenguaje y no la pierdan. Pero que eso no significa que no son latines. Todavía son latines, todavía tienen la herencia y lo que podemos hacer es seguir apoyándoles a que hablen el idioma todos los días que practiquen para que así no la pierdan.
Okay, ahora yo quiero tu pensamiento. Yeah, what are your final thoughts? What do you want to tell the world? ¿Qué quieres decir al mundo?
Le quiero decir que no se rinden, que siguen apoyando a sus estudiantes, siguen luchando por su derecho. Le animo a que se junten al Sindicato Nacional de Padres, que vayan al enlace nationalparentsunit.org y que nos ajunten. Hay una lista ahí donde pueden llenar su información y son miembros ahora del Sindicato Nacional de Padres. What I want to get out to the world right now is that, you know, continue to fight for your students, to not give up, to know your rights, and to keep pushing forward. I encourage everyone in your audience to go to nationalparentsunion.org and to join us as a member. You can fill out the form there, the short form, and it, you become a member, and then that opens you up to our network. También les quiero decir que cuando vayan al enlace de nationalparentsunion.org, que se registren para un ajuntamiento que vamos a tener el 29 de agosto, una discusión entre padres, maestros, consejeros y líderes de las escuelas sobre la salud mental y la literatura de salud. So I also encourage you to, when you go to nationalparentsunion.org, that you register to be a part of our upcoming town hall, where we'll be discussing health literacy and social emotional learning and preparing your students for back to school.
And where do people find you before you go?
nationalparentsunit.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or X, as they call it now.
Okay. Ahora es tiempo de Ngozi. Right now, it is Ngozi time.
Está por ahí. pero que deja este diablo, te repito.
Deja este diablo por allá.
Tanto frío, yo siempre caliente.
Deja este diablo por allá, estamos que nunca regrese.
Mira ese barco saliendo en la bahía, ahí se va la diabla mía.
Deja este diablo por allá, estamos que nunca regrese.
Y aquí con esta te despido, si te quieres ir, por vete.
First of all, I want to thank Shirley Azari tonight. What a wonderful, outstanding, glorious, and intriguing and elegant woman to be interviewed by Tiana Speaks. And Tiana Speaks, you know, we've been trying to do this show since 2013, a show that represents the Latin community, culture, and music. And we're real proud of that tonight. Thank you so much, Tiana, for being a part of the one and only Bevy Nation and our storied history. Tomorrow night, we come back on this network with the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2022, Christine Powell. You know her, she's us, the one that pleases us. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Bevy Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Mele, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to class of 2023. Host right here, Bevy Nation, Tiana Speaks.
Yo tengo amor para todo. Soy una persona que aprendí español en escuela y mi vida cambió. Solo tenía 2 años de español en escuela y yo tengo amigos que no hablan inglés. La lenguaje de mío es primero inglés, pero me gusta español. Me gusta la gente latinos. Por favor, tomen en serio la educación de sus hijos. Si tú quieres escuchar este programa, tú puedes escuchar septiembre 13 y tú puedes escuchar a mi otro programa, agosto 25, The Power of Thoughts. Have a good night. I love you all. Please take your kids' education seriously. Learning Spanish was one of the best things I ever did, and it changed my life. I would like to thank Brother O for giving me this opportunity to be able to just elevate myself and challenge myself. And if you want to listen to this show, a new show, you can listen on September 13th, and you can also listen to my other show, The Power of Thoughts, on August 25th. Everyone have a great night, and God bless you all. And thank you, Shirley, for being my guest.